In December, NPR reported that the Trump administration is setting quotas to denaturalize up to 200 citizens per month. An immigration official told us that it's part of a larger effort to crack down on people who may have lied or misrepresented themselves in the naturalization process. So, how can naturalized citizens navigate this moment legally? What rights do they have if they are approached by an ICE agent? Well, Veronica Garcia is a senior staff attorney at the Immigrant Legal Resource Center, and she says this push by the Trump administration has many people concerned that they might lose their status.
There's definitely fear in the community that they will get their naturalization stripped from them.
Garcia says a person can legally lose their U.S. citizenship if fraud is proven. When we spoke earlier, I started our conversation by asking her how the federal government starts the process for denaturalizing a U.S. citizen.
There has to be a case opened by a U.S. attorney. It has to go to a federal judge. And for example, it has to be something pretty egregious that somebody lied about the requirement to become a U.S. citizen, right, and presented facts that weren't in fact true.
Can I just ask, how common is it generally for people to be stripped of their U.S. citizenship?
You know, historically, it has not been that common. There has been a handful of cases in the last maybe 10, 15 years. We've seen an uptick, but that uptick has been maybe like 20 cases comparatively, right?
Certainly not 200 per month.
No, large-scale denaturalization we have not seen.
So for people out there who are U.S. citizens, who believe that they obtained their U.S. citizenship lawfully, let's talk about some practical advice that they can follow as they prepare for a potential denaturalized process being started against them. First of all, some families have been talking about just carrying proof of their citizenship with them at all times. Is that necessary? And if so, or if it's advisable to, what counts as proof of citizenship?
So legally, a U.S. citizen is not required to carry proof of status. If they're afraid of being racially profiled by ICE agents, as we're seeing an uptick of ICE activity in different cities throughout the United States, U.S. citizens can think of carrying a copy of their passport or their passport card. But it's important to remind individuals that if they are a U.S. citizen, an ICE agent cannot say that they are no longer U.S. citizens, right? It's a longer legal process.